Welcome to another 15 minutes of your life that you won't get back. No siree. It's time for the weekly Chuck69.com podcast. I am King Chuck. I hope you are having a wonderful day, a wonderful week, or wonderful whatever, depending on what time you will be listening to this. Welcoming all five of my trusty and loyal listeners to the weekly show. And I hope many of you here in West Michigan did a wonderful job of surviving Death Storm 2013. Yes, Death Storm 2013. I did. Got a lot of water in the front lawn, but hey, you know, it'll go away. It'll all be drenched into Lake Michigan. But hey, you know, I know that the local news stations overhype their footage and overhype their coverage and all that, but hey, as long as we get to see more of Laura Velasquez, I'm happy. Amen to that. More Laura, less of Terry DeBoer. Ugh! Retire already. Tired of her. Ugh. Man. Okay, enough about the war between the old wicked old lady of Wood TV 8 versus that young little hottie. Let's talk about Lauren Podell. Yes. Big news story this past week in the world of TV. Lauren Podell, the reporter for WDIV Channel 4 in Detroit, made a little trip up to Lapeer to cover a huge blaze that happened in that town's downtown district. Now, what happened was, I guess there was a lot of damage to some of the buildings downtown, including a historic movie theater called The Pix. Now, thankfully, The Pix is now getting cleaned up, and it will reopen eventually. But I guess the other businesses were total losses. Now, Lauren, during the 6:30 segment of the morning news, what happened was she pulled a Casey Kasem and had a huge argument with her crew, crying that she couldn't get the fucking thing in there. Yes, folks, by the way, yes, I do allow profanity on my podcast. I tried not to swear in the weeks past because I thought it would be more professional, but you know, come on. We're adults here. You know, and speaking of which, let me tell you, I know there's probably some religious nuts out there who are upset with Lauren Podell. Bear in mind that she is the daughter of the Duke of Rock, Doug Podell, legendary jock for WRAF in Detroit, and now with WCSX, and yes, W4, where he worked alongside a young fellow by the name of Howard Stern. You see, let me tell you something. The other day, I was watching a clip of a really gross TV show from Japan called Orgasm Wars. And here's what happened. They had this guy, straight guy, get totally naked, and a gay dude performed oral sex on him. And the object is, if you do achieve orgasm, you win some money. Now, thankfully, his private area was obscured by some table-like thing, you know, so that way, you know, the audience at home doesn't get to see the actual thing going on. Because, you know, bear in mind, if you watched Japanese porn, you understand that they pixelize the private parts as it is. Well, anywho, I don't know why they do it. They just say they do it because they do it. So, anywho, not to mention, look at Australia. Back in the 70s, they had this really hot soap opera called Number 96. Ever hear of Number 96? It was a really hot soap opera. It was on the air throughout most of the 70s in Australia. Very popular show, and guess what happened? The show featured full frontal male and female nudity. Now, the tragedy is many of the episodes of Number 96 are gone. They are all erased off the tape due to budgetary concerns amongst the broadcasters in Australia. But many episodes still exist, and they're hot. To 1970 standards, of course. You see, why are we here in America so behind the times when it comes to television? Uh-oh, Janet Jackson just showed off her booby. We can't allow that. We can't have that in front of our kids. Okay, but yet, here's the problem. Last winter, I was at my my uncle's house, and my cousins were all, you know, we're talking about kids who are like 8, 9, 10 years old. They were playing some extremely violent video game. And I'm like, okay, kids are exposed to violence all the time in video games, on TV. It's okay to show some guy's head getting chopped off. But, oh no, we can't expose our kids to boobs. And now FCC fines have skyrocketed because of Janet Jackson. You know, and thankfully, our government, thankfully led by Obama, stepped in and said, yeah, you know something? It was a fleeting expletive. It was a fleeting piece of boobs. Television stations shouldn't be fined. And I agree. It's pure BS because now we're stuck with a government that cares more about protecting our kids from sex than violence. You know, Obama tried to pass a gun bill not too long ago, and guess what happened? It didn't get passed because, you guessed it, because of Congress and Senate, many of whom being, of course, overrun by the NRA and all these other groups. But here's the thing. If I were president of the United States, I would abolish the FCC. Okay, Lauren said a bad word, but who cares? We swear. We're adults. Kids are going to learn this stuff anyway. It's not even mentioned in the Bible. So these people have got to learn how to grow a brain and have a mind of their own. Okay? Quit listening to the wrong people. All right. Follow-up to a biatch of the day we did on our website earlier this week. It was actually on Thursday we reported that Randy Rhoads, unfortunately, had been fired by Clear Channel. And they decided not to renew her contract. Well, guess what? She's been renewed. Yay! I hope, though, that they will bring her show here to Grand Rapids. Back on 1230 WTKG, but I doubt it. WTKG is a joke, and let me tell you why. It's because the station is part liberal talk, part conservative talk. And a lot of the conservatives are already aired on on their sister station, Wood. And I'm like, why do they do this? Why do they do that? I don't get it. They're stupid. You know? Why should we have two stations in Grand Rapids that carry Glenn Beck and Dave Ramsey? I don't get it. Where's Stephanie Miller? Where's Randy? Where's, we already got Ed Schultz and Tom Hartman, but that's it. So, I know. There's got to be some changes somehow. And, of course, another big news story here in Michigan, the fact that Cumulus, a lot of big sales this week, Cumulus selling a lot of their stations to Town Square. Of course, some of the markets, including Kalamazoo, Lansing, Battle Creek, I think that's it. I could be right, could be wrong. Yeah, that's kind of good news because I really don't care for Cumulus. But Town Square is kind of a bear company. They're probably the lesser of all the evils due to the fact that they own WGRD here in Grand Rapids. And look at that station. It is a success story. They have proven that an active rock format can survive in 2013. Freebird and Hot Wayne's great show, and so are the rest of the lineup. Of course, part of the reason, too, of course, is due to the fact that they're also buying up Westward One, formerly Dow Global. And back to the issue of liberal talk, I wonder if any of their talkers will survive the move, you know, because Cumulus seems to be a very anti-liberal company. So, you know, look at what they did to the Dixie Chicks. Yeah. But, you know, that's what happens when you allow so many big companies to run radio stations. And Town Square is the lesser of all the evils because they're not a big company. They're more of a mid-market company, you know. And that's why I think that's the reason why WGRD is the lesser of all the evils, you know. Great. I mean, it's like I listen to the station. It's not bad, even though they don't have a PD, reportedly. And, a great segue because we're going to be talking about WGRD for the rest of the, for the last 5 minutes here. And this week, another big piece of radio news. One of WGRD's own is getting married, Jacqueline Green. That's right, Jackie Green, the midday diva of WGRD, is getting married to her longtime boyfriend. The two met in college, and, you know, there is that part of me that says, mazel tov and good luck. I love it when people do get married. But, you know, there is that little teensy-weensy part of me that says this. And this is my advice to Jackie. If you get married to this guy, he divorces you, and you have a kid with him, do me a favor. Don't come crying on my shoulder. Let me tell you why. You see, I have been trying for years to get a good girlfriend. I will admit, I'm one of those guys that's just too nice and too old-fashioned in person. I mean, I leave doors open for people. I do good things for people. But you know what? That's not good enough these days. I have to look like a total and act like a total douchebag to get what I want. And that's not how you get, that's not how it's supposed to be. You know? It's like, you know, I talk to a lot of older women, and it's like they married jerks. And guess what? They get older and they realize how important good acting men are. So why do women have to wait so freaking long to be with a good guy? I don't get it. You know, I guess that's my point. I'm probably going to be one of those guys who's going to be waiting till he's much older to finally get a decent girl in my life. And I don't want that. I'm 32 years old, folks. And I know there's guys who don't have kids until their 30s and 40s and maybe even 50s and 60s, asked David Letterman. But I'll tell you, I really don't want to be with a woman who already has a kid. And let me tell you why. It's because I can't stand kids. I can't stand children. I've always had a hatred towards young children because they don't know how to act right. I go to a lot of places here in Grand Rapids where there's a lot of kids everywhere, whether it be a restaurant or a grocery store, and kids don't know how to behave. And it's like sometimes I just want to kick their heads in, although it's probably not a good idea. Because, you know, I'm under a lot of stress when I'm in public. I will admit that. And not to mention, I probably shouldn't say this either, another reason why I can't stand mothers. As somebody who has spent most of the 2000s going to Deja Vu in Kalamazoo, I cannot stand the scent of, and I probably will tell any mother listening right now, to shut off the podcast and wait till next week. I cannot stand the scent of women's private parts after they have a kid. It's true. It's like every lap dance I've ever had from a mom has got to have some of the most disgusting smelling private parts known to mankind. And I think it's because it's all stretched out from having kids. You know, and I can't stand it. And it's like, you know, personally, I would love to be with a woman with no kids. And most of the girls out there are probably in their, early 20s. And it's like they look at me and they're thinking, why does this dumbass want to be with me? He looks too old. And I'm like, well, I don't want to be with a girl who's a little bit older than you and has kids. Because I'm not going to be a baby daddy to somebody who's not my kid. It's not going to be a good situation. You understand? So that's why I tell every mother out there, if you have kids, don't come crying to me if your marriage or relationship fails, because I'm not going to have a good relationship with your kid. It's plain and simple. Because I've seen it happen. So many people, you know, adopt somebody else's sons or daughters, and they turn out to be real jerks, and guess what? Those kids end up in jail or in worse places. Who knows? So, please, if you get married and have kids, ladies, don't come crying to me. because I won't be your friend. All right, good day and good luck. Have a good week, everyone. I'll talk to you next week.